Good morning. Our question today is, what is the fundamental machlokas between those who are machmir and prohibit going on to Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, and those who are lenient and permit going on to the Temple Mount? So as an initial matter, the machmirim, those who are strict, outweigh in number those who are lenient. And also, truth be told, that the Gdolei Hador over the past number of generations have been machmir. We've quoted many names, including Rav Kook, 100 years ago, the Stipler Gaon, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Avadi Yosef, generation after generation, the Gdolei Hador, including the Rabbanut across the board, has said, don't go on. But nonetheless, there are some Rabbanim, some of them real Gdolim, who are lenient as well. So what's the fundamental machlokes between them? So we're going to put it into three different buckets. Number one, how confident are we that we can find places on the Har HaBayis, on the Temple Mount, that we can go into without any doubt, without any suffolk, that we're going into the wrong areas? Because as we've discussed in the past, based on the Shita of the Rambam, which is the accepted Shita, a Tmeimes, somebody who has come in contact with a dead body, all of us as a din of a Tmeimes, is permitted to go on to Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, outside of the area that the Beis HaMikdash was, outside the Chel. The Chel was the surrounding area of the Makom HaMikdash. So accordingly, how confident are we are that we can locate the area on the periphery, but be certain we're not going to go in? So based on the Machmirim, the Machmirim are of the view that we're not overly confident. We have concerns. We don't know where we can go in. We don't know where we can't go in. Fundamentally, we have no Masorah to tell us the areas that are permitted to go into. In addition, there have been so many changes on the Temple Mount over the generations. It's not that we had Adim sitting there to know what was originally okay to go into. The Temple Mount was conquered and plowed over and rebuilt and plowed over. We don't know what was where. And there are also so many machlokas, so many debates over what was where, and how do we measure things, and what's an amma? Even if we knew what to measure, how do you measure it? So because there's so much uncertainty and so much machlokas in this regard, we aren't certain, and we don't want to take a chance because we are dealing with an Isra Doraisa. If somebody would go into the wrong place, with a Tmei Mace, going into the place of the Beis HaMikdash would be an Isra Doraisa, and not only that, Chayav Kares, don't do it. In addition, we don't have to get into all the details of all the other Tmeim. For example, a Nida would not be permitted to go into any of Har HaBayis. So there's that issue as well, but somebody can go into a mikvah and take over, or Mayim Chaim, and get rid of the other tumas. But let's focus on Tmei Meis. On the other hand, those Mekilim, the Mekilim say we are certain. We have spent a lot of time in understanding what was where, and we are certain that we are going to go only into the places that would be permitted. So that is machlokas number one. How confident we are we or not? With those who are machmir saying we're not confident we're going to find the right places, and those who are lenient are confident that they know where you can go and where you can't go. Machlokas number two is as follows. Do we have to be concerned if we are going up that we are being machshil other people, which means that we're certain, assuming that we're certain where we can go, and also the requirements about how you can go, which means that you have to go to mikveh in advance, and you have to be mekayim the moreh hamikdash, knowing what you can go up with and what you can't go up with, not holding your purse, a woman, and not holding a bag. Obviously, a woman who's tmeah nidor, your lettuce, can't go up. But we're going to adhere to all of the requirements, going properly to mikveh, preparations, etc. Do we have to worry about other people, Jews, who are going to see us going up, and they're not going to know that we did all those preparations, and they're not going to know that we are limiting greatly the places we're going to go into, and they may go up, not prepare, go in carrying things they shouldn't, taking their smartphones and taking selfies and going into the places, the Makom HaMikdash, and even to the Kodesh HaKodashim. So those who are indeed machmir are very concerned. They're very concerned if we have people who are going up, from people going up who would know what they are doing. It's very likely, and truth be told, it's happening nowadays as well, for certain. There are many cases of people who do go up, not knowing what they're doing, innocently going up, saying from people are going up. I see in the news going up to the Makom HaMikdash, and they take a tour, they go up themselves, whatever case it is. And unfortunately, they're not preparing. They're not going to mikvah. They don't know where to go. They're going into the wrong places, and it's an Isser Kares. So the Machmirim say, because of that concern, which is a really real concern, don't go at all. On the other hand, those who are lenient or of the view that, sure, we have to be concerned, but it's not going to prevent us from going up, then we have to do our best to educate others to be careful about going up. There's this Michtav Chizuk mentioned in the past, signed by a number of Rabbanim, who say that it's permitted, one should go up, it's a mitzvah to go up. And as part of the text there, it says as follows, Ha'aliyah lahar habayis chayevet le'asot rak la'achar tahara b'kedin, anyone who's going up, you're obligated to have to a proper tahara, preparations in the mikvah, etc. Uveshmira al hilchas mor hamikdash, and keeping to the halachas mor hamikdash, showing the proper awe to the place of the Makom HaMikdash, l'shem kach tzarich ledat chila heitev et halachos hanogos l'kach. Accordingly, you need to know the halachos very well before going up. And then right before that, there's a paragraph that says that dafka mishum sha'anu tomchim ve'olim lahar b'hatar, because we are supporting those going up to the Har Habayis, the Temple Mount, b'tahara, impurity, mutelis aleinu hachova lahadgish, it is incumbent upon us to stress et hazihirus hanidresh, the care that must be taken, mikola oskim bedavar, from anyone involved in this, shaloli hi chashel, that they should not stumble and fail, ula hachshil, and to cause others to stumble and fail because of our loving the Beis HaMikdash. So there is that concern as well on those who are lenient, but they seem to take care of that by stressing the importance of going up and educating those that who go up that you have to be very careful about what you do, and hopefully promulgating that to others as well, that the necessary requirements and preparations in order to permit going on. So far we have two debates. Number one is how confident we are as to the places. The Machmirim say we're not confident enough. The Mekilim say we are confident enough. Machlokas number two is, do we have to be concerned about those who are being, we are going to be machshil others? And the Machmirim say, yeah, we have to worry about that. The Mekilim say we have to worry about it, but it's not going to prevent us from going up. And Machlokas number three is, do we see in the going up to the Makom HaMikdash nowadays, to going up to the Har HaBayis, to the Temple Mount nowadays, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, is there a mitzvah in that? And those who are machmir say that there's really not a mitzvah to go up. If you want to talk about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash, or the mitzvah of the Shichnol Tzid Reshu, the first two of those you can be mekayim elsewhere, not on the Makom HaMikdash. The third one, in fact, is not a mitzvah. That is a good thing to do, but it doesn't relate to the Makom HaMikdash. It has to do with going up to the Mikdash and giving kavod to the Mikdash, not when at the Makom HaMikdash. On the other hand, those who are lenient are, make various arguments that indeed we do have a mitzvah to go up. Are we Mekayim Kivu Sheretz Yisrael when we go up, or Yishuv Eretz Yisrael when we go up? Or we mekayim Mor HaMikdash when we go up, or the Shichnos Sidra Shu. Those are not of the strongest arguments, but nonetheless, that is the third bucket of debates between those who are Machmir and Mekel. Either way, obviously, we all feel the tremendous pain of not having the Makom HaMikdash, and not only that, but having others, the non-Jews, being there. That is unfortunately the situation we are in nowadays. The non-Jews are going to be there regardless, given the political situation we are in. That comes down to the three buckets of machlokas between those who are machmir and those who are mekel. And again, the majority view, historically and today still, is to be machmir. And if we look at the real Gedolei Hador, they have paskin to not go on to the entire Temple Mount. Have a wonderful day.